Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes fires to first and picks off Cowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Smalley moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Borgman. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Borgman steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to third. Carew moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball four. Tom Bruno now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball towards center. Otis catches it and throws to second to double up Braun. Carew tags and scores. Heil tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borgman bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Steve Bry. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carew is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Heil reaches third base with a triple. Bostock scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Braun reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's 8-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Bob McClure now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Splittorff now pitching. Rupert Jones now playing right field. John Way then now catching. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Randall scores. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Heil moves to second. It's 12-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Braun moves to second. It's 13-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Ford moves to second. It's 14-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Ford scores. Smalley moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-0, Twins. Jerry Cram now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 15, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 15, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing first base. Cookie Rojas now playing third base. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Jim Wolford now playing second base. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Heil moves to second. It's 16-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. There goes Braun trying to get to second. Paquette throws the ball into Rojas, who relays the ball to Quirk, who tags Braun for the out. Two outs. It's 17-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 17, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 17, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez scores. Two outs. It's 18-0, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Hile takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 18, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to third. Quirk moves to second. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 0-for-1 in the game. Waven hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Quirk scores. Jones moves to second. It's 18-2, Twins. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Waven moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones scores. Waven moves to third. Two outs. It's 18-3, Twins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 18, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quirk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 18, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 18, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.